fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And today I'd like to continue looking at chapter 8 from Romans. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the program this week, go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them right there on your computer, download them, put them on your iPod. While you're there, I'd encourage you to browse the website. There's a lot of wonderful stuff there that can encourage you in your walk in Christ. It's at renewalministries.net. We have our television shows, The Choices We Face, Crossing the Goal, Men's Show, and we have Sister Ann's wonderful radio show, Food for the Journey, archived there. And we've got lots of newsletter stories of all of our work around the world, the mission stories for brothers and sisters who work with us, priests and lay people. This year, I think we're going to be doing 40 international missions in 35 different countries, standing with bishops, priests, and lay people on the ground in those countries, promoting new evangelization and helping people bring to what we've been talking about this week, help people come from death to life, to enter into new life, become sons and daughters of God, enter into His church, and literally engage the mission of Jesus Christ and make the most of our short time that we have here on earth. This is our passion, and we're driven by a deep sense of urgency to help people, even in this world that often puts us to sleep, causes us to forget, you know, tempts us to forget things eternal. We lose sight of what Jesus in Scripture teaches us so clearly, that we're made by God, we're made for God. Each one of us has a purpose and a destiny, that the power of the world, the flesh, and the devil, the reality of sin has separated us from that destiny, and that through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, through the preaching of the gospel, through the witness of the church, we bring hope to a world that doesn't know that it's all destined literally to be separated from God. Apart from God, we're death-directed, the Scripture teaches us. Paul reminds us here, and we go forth with great compassion because we ourselves have experienced the mercy of God. We've been brought from death to life, not because we're so smart, so great, so perfect, but because of God's mercy. It's been brought to us. God has offered us a share in His kingdom through His Son, Jesus Christ. He doesn't want us to die and to be separated from Him forever. He wants us to live. And so we want to help everywhere, the church on every continent, every nation, to be awakened, to be confident, to live in a full relationship with Jesus, and to say yes to His call. Each person, no matter how young, how old, how smart, how weak, how strong, it doesn't matter. Every person, even if you're listening today to the program and you're in a senior home or your retirement home, or maybe you're battling cancer, or maybe you've just gone through hard times, you lost your job, you can feel like, what do I have to give? What do I have to live for? You have everything to live for, friends, because you've been purchased at a price. Christ has made His home in you. Your life is infinitely valuable, and you don't need to be in absolute physical tip-top shape in order to accomplish what Christ wants you to accomplish in the moment that you're in right now. You're a warrior. You're anointed by Christ. His presence and power are in you. You can participate in the great mission and great commission for the salvation of the world if you're in bed, if you can't get up because of sickness or disease. Nothing can hold you back from being fruitful and mighty in the Lord until He calls you home. Nothing can separate you. Your mind and your spirit, you can participate in the King's work throughout the world. So don't be discouraged. Live the mission. Get up each day knowing that Christ has made His home in you. He's called you. He's empowered you. He's given you this new capacity and power to live a new way of life and to be in tune with what He's doing and to support the church and stand with the mission of the church at this great hour. Okay, I left off yesterday. We're looking at Romans chapter 8 this week. Such a beautiful chapter. We could probably spend a month on it. It's one of the great sections and chapters in the entire Bible. This is a beautiful part. Now, Paul's been talking about the contrast between the flesh, which leads to death, that we're no longer under the flesh, which was dominated by the law that condemned us because we were in the flesh. Now he's talking about new life in the Spirit and what that means, that the Holy Spirit has given us a share in Christ's freedom from the powers of the world, the flesh, and the devil. And now we have within us the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. We're children of God. We're no longer hostile to God. We're no longer enemies of God. We are God's children. And Jesus made that possible through His passion, death, and resurrection. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. The spirit of slavery is that spirit of the flesh that's under the domination, that's really under the domination of sin and the world. He says, but you've received the spirit of sonship. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is the Spirit himself bearing witness to our spirit that we're children of God. And if children, then we're heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided that we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. This is a keeper, this section right here, to commit to your memory, to let the Word of God and the Holy Spirit touch your heart and bring you to believe this with the conviction that it deserves. Literally, friend, you are a child of God if you're baptized into Christ. And within you is the cry of the Holy Spirit, of Jesus' own spirit, the spirit that cries, Abba, Father, that literally prays within us. It's the Spirit of God speaking within the spirit of the believer, moving us to see and to believe and to understand and to welcome and to enjoy and to wallow in the truth that God is our Father. I'm not an orphan. I'm not condemned. I'm not on my own. My situation is not hopeless. I am a child of God. And by God's free gift, not by my perfection, by his free gift, I've been offered the kingdom, a share in the glory which belongs to Jesus Christ. And it's the cry of Jesus who said, Abba, Father. He cried out to the Father throughout his life, sometimes with loud cries and tears, Scripture tells us. And he said, as a child now, this is important. It's not just an encouraging thing to say about ourselves, but we are God's children now. It's urgent for us to be able to see this. Why? Because as God's children now, we become heirs. We inherit. We inherit what belongs to the Son, to Jesus, the rightful heir to everything that belongs to the Father. Because we're in Christ, because Jesus has embraced us, because we're now part of a body where Jesus Christ is the head and we are the members, those who are born again by the Spirit, who are alive in Christ through baptism and living in communion with him and his church, we are heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. So what are you an heir of? What are you going to inherit? You're going to inherit the kingdom. You live in him. You're going to share in whatever everything that belongs to Jesus. And then Paul throws this line in here that's a little bit surprising. It's yours if you're willing to suffer with him. Wow. That's the fine print that we often don't see or we're not real eager to hear. But Jesus made it clear. When he called the disciples, he said, you know, if you want to follow me, you know, they're eager to follow Jesus. They saw his miracles and the power that Christ had and how attractive and magnetic he was. And everybody was wowed by him. They were amazed at who he was. And so the apostles said, yeah, we want to follow you. We want to be your disciples. And Jesus said, okay, but before you decide, you need to really understand what you're saying yes to. You need to count the cost. If you're going to follow me, Jesus said, you've got to deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and come after me. Deny yourself. That's a kind of suffering. That's part of what Paul's talking about here. It's saying no to my own will. It's saying no to my own ego, my own desire for my own pleasures, and putting myself first before God and others. Not so easy to do. It's a battle we will fight until the day we die. But we fight it, as Paul said, by the Spirit, who's at work in us. And we don't fight it alone. We fight it along with our brothers and sisters everywhere in the world who are running after the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, but then you take up your cross daily. Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, you need to know something. The world's going to hate you. The world's going to hate you because it hated me first. In this world, he said, you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. The perspective of Paul, the apostles, saints, is very clear. God's good earth, we've been put here. God has made this world and this universe, and it's good. There's a dimension of it that's fallen. And because of it, it's under God's judgment. And the apostles know this is not our home. The more I come alive in Christ, the more hostility and resistance I'm going to experience in this world. And it's going to cost me. We're beginning to experience that a little bit more, even in our own country here, where publicly our public life is becoming more secularized. And there's forces at work. It's the world in the flesh, nothing new. It's the power of sin and death, pushing away God, acknowledgement of God, the things of God, the commandments of God, and demanding and insisting that the only freedom we want is the freedom that we decide on, that we have authority, and no religious imposition should be made anywhere, even though the church doesn't seek to impose that anywhere else. The human heart just doesn't want to acknowledge God any longer. In so many ways, we see it. Of course, there are people who do, right? I'm just saying our public life has changed so dramatically. So as a result, it's harder to become and to live as a Christian. It's harder to live as a disciple of Jesus. The government, the courts, other things are trying to force us to do things, to believe things, to support things that are hostile to God, that are just wrong. So we're in this battle. We wish this could be our home, but it's important for us to see. This is not my home. It's not your home. You're an alien and a stranger here. Your life here is short. It's brief. You're a nomad of faith. You're passing through. You're on a journey. This is not where we plant our stake. Our stake is in the kingdom. We've planted our tent. Our heart is in the kingdom of God. And with my heart in the kingdom, it's going to make me more loving and effective in this world. It doesn't separate me completely from this world by any means. It makes me more lovingly engaged with the wisdom and the mind of Christ. But I know my life is short. It's a passing shadow, the Bible says. It's here today and it's gone tomorrow. We're going to be dead soon. So keep the big picture in mind that suffering, and suffering ultimately has meaning. Don't be afraid of it. We don't have to go seeking it. It'll come our way eventually. But understand that Jesus, the suffering of Christ, which had meaning for the salvation of the world, our suffering, our trials, which Jesus told us we would undergo for the sake of his name, we should rejoice when it happens. We should be thankful that we could somehow experience suffering for the name of Jesus. That's the word of the apostles, what they often taught, right? And he says, if you suffer with him, you're going to be glorified with him. Jesus is now reigning in glory. Sometimes it's hard for us to see, but you know what glory means. But even the small glories of this world, you know, fame and power, watch somebody at a concert, you know, a big rock star or, you know, entertainer or a big, powerful politician or whatever it is you see, and people were kind of wowed by the adulation and the huge crowds and the recognition. That's a teeny bit of glory. It's a glory in this world. It's passing. But we're talking about the glory of God that is sharing in what belongs to God. It's not my glory. We're going to share in a glory that belongs to God, who alone is filled with glory. He's the King of glory. He's an absolute power, freedom, complete peace. And it's hard to describe the glory of God, but we're literally going to share in it. If Paul says we live in the Spirit, we're willing to embrace the suffering that comes our way in Christ. It's part of his church and his body in this world that fulfills his purpose and his mission. We're bound for glory, friends. We're going to be there soon. Open your heart. Believe it. God will bring you home. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.